Now some news from the world of sports, and you really can't overdo the superlatives relative to Super Bowl 51. The greatest comeback in Super Bowl history, the only title game ever to be decided in overtime, the most phenomenal catch ever made in a championship game, and maybe in any game ever, all engineered by the best quarterback ever to play professional football. Now, on the off chance that you haven't heard by now, the New England Patriots trailed the Atlanta Falcons 28-3 late in the third quarter before rattling off 31 unanswered points to win 34-28 in overtime in Houston last night, delivering the Pats their fifth championship in franchise history and making Tom Brady the only quarterback to ever win five championship rings. Bill Belichick becomes the only head coach to win five rings, and all of that would be remarkable enough without the realization that this game was all but over. A one-sided affair for nearly three quarters of play that had the Patriots looking like a team outmatched on both sides of the ball, unable to prevent the Falcons from scoring and flailing helplessly at their own attempts at generating offense. LeGarrette Blount had fumbled, the ball ripped from his hands by Atlanta's Deion Jones. That led to an Atlanta touchdown. Then it became 14-0, and no team had ever come back from even that deficit to win a Super Bowl, when Tom Brady then threw a pick-six interception into the arms of Robert Alford, who took the ball 82 yards untouched to make it 21-0. And it would get even worse when the Falcons made it 28-3 late in the third. Now, all that meant was that Tom Brady had the Falcons just where he wanted them. The comeback was not all Brady, of course. Danny Amendola became the go-to receiver, catching a six-yard TD pass to start the comeback. James White, who could have been named the runner-up MVP to Brady in this one, was invaluable. He set Super Bowl records for most catches by a running back with 14 and receiving yards, 110 of them, and that was important because Blount and Deion Lewis were non-factors in the ground game. Brady himself was the runaway MVP, his 466 total passing yards to go with two touchdowns, the most in Super Bowl history. Another huge play in this one was a sack and fumble forced by Dante Hightower. That gave the Patriots the ball at the Atlanta 20 when it was 28-12 and led to another Patriots score. And then there's the catch by Julian Edelman. The catch. All due respect to David Tyree and New York Giants fans everywhere, and I'm sure I'll be challenged on this, that incredible catch Tyree made in the Super Bowl in 2008 that keyed the Giants' win over the Patriots, the catch he made by securing the ball against his helmet while he was taken to the ground, that catch was surpassed by Edelman. It was made with just over 2 minutes to go in the game, and the Pats still trailing by eight. The ball was knocked into the air by an Atlanta defender as it floated toward the turf. He and Edelman both grapple to catch it before it hits. Both men are on the ground at this point, reaching amid a tangle of arms for the ball. It hits the forearm of the Atlanta defender, pops ever so slightly back into the air, and then inches before it touches the field, Edelman somehow maintains his concentration and coordination in order to clasp the ball tightly in between his hands, brought it back into his body for a catch that looks impossible even when you see it in slow motion. It was reviewed, it was confirmed, and it kept the drive alive, ending with a James White one-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion was good. The game was tied. Then it was a matter of winning the coin toss to get the ball first in overtime. The Pats did, and Brady drove the team downfield to complete the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history and one of the most sensational in any sports contest ever with a two-yard James White touchdown run. Ridiculous, insane, amazing, incredible. You really cannot overdo the superlatives for Super Bowl 51. Believe it or not, there were other games played professionally yesterday in the NBA. The Boston Celtics said an emotional farewell to one of their most beloved players as Paul Pierce visited with the LA Clippers. He was given a standing ovation, hitting his final shot, a trademark three-pointer in the waning moments. Not enough, though, for a win. The Celtics prevailed 107-102 behind 28 points from Isaiah Thomas. And in the NHL, Leon Draisaitl got a shootout goal in overtime, the only one of the game in the Edmonton Oilers' 1-0 win over the Montreal Canadiens. And at Madison Square Garden, Chris Kreider and Jesper Foss scored 3 minutes apart in the third period. That helped the New York Rangers beat the Calgary Flames 4-3.